This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Trader Nick in the United States with the latest from the markets. Good afternoon from London, Nick. Good morning to you.
Hey, Johnny. Good to be back with you.
And of course, it is the first Friday of the month, and that can only mean one thing. It's non-farm payroll day, the latest US jobs numbers. And well, the US economy is creating fewer jobs than expected, with the employment market performing weaker during the summer than previously thought as well. So a bit of a surprise to markets. It'll be interesting to see what's happened to the dollar and all the other indicators.
That's right. The dollar is much weaker today, down on the DXY, the dollar index, down about 0.4% at the time of recording this video, which is a meaningful one-day decline. In terms of the non-farm payroll actual employment change numbers, today we were forecasting 85,000 jobs to be added to the U.S. economy. The number that came in was a steep miss on the 23,000 jobs actually lost in the month of July. So on a overall kind of nominal basis, that is about a 100,000 plus jobs miss overall, about 110,000, 115,000 less than what was expected, obviously dipping into negative territory, is certainly not the outcome that the market had been looking for in terms of the hiring, the jobs market. Now, of course, we'll get into in just a moment some of the various markets that may be cheering this softer jobs number. We'll talk about that in a moment. But let's also not undermine how not just this number was weaker, but actually they revised the previous number, which was 57,000, which was already weaker than expected for June. Well, they revised June down to just 20,000 jobs added. So that is showing, as you pointed out, the month or the summer months actually had a lull in hiring, and people were kind of anticipating that there would be maybe an uptick. Some people were pointing to the World Cup as a potential hiring booster, but not quite enough here. We also saw on a month-over-month basis, average hourly earnings in the United States were expected to rise by 0.3%. That's been the pretty steady number we've seen roughly in the last several reports. Well, not this time around. We got just 0.1% in terms of average hourly earnings growth. So a bit of a slower hiring, but also pay raise. And you lace that in with kind of the higher inflation we've been dealing with, higher gas prices. And this puts a bit of strain on the state of the consumer. Simultaneously, unemployment rate did fall to 4.1%. The lowest that it's been in a while, but that was lower than forecasts at 4.2%. So that is arguably good. However, the challenge there is that you have 4.1% unemployment rate, perhaps in due part to the fact that maybe participation rates are low. So people are maybe throwing in the towel on trying to get jobs or stepping away from the labor market entirely for one reason or another. You can kind of take that number any way that you would like to. You could say that people no longer need those jobs. You could argue that people have been unsuccessful in giving up on trying to get those jobs, etc. But the point is, today's number certainly weaker than expected, and a very strong one-day drop here on the DXY. If we're taking a look at the dollar versus major currencies, you have euro dollar exploding higher here, up to 115.70 today. The pound dollar's up to 1.35, the highest that it's been in several weeks here. But simultaneously, things like the dollar yen are very interesting to keep an eye on. You have the dollar yen shooting lower after having already fallen tremendously due to the Bank of Japan Ministry of Finance interventions, with the U.S. Treasury also participating in that. So you do have in the currency market quite a number of interesting moves. The Australian dollar versus the dollar is higher by 0.5%. The Kiwi dollar is up 0.4%. So, and maybe one of the more interesting ones today, the dollar CAD is sharply lower by about 0.5% on the day. This is largely due to not just the weak U.S. jobs, but the relatively very strong jobs that we got out of Canada. This morning, unemployment rate in Canada ticked lower to 6.4% versus forecasts of 6.5%. And employment change in Canada actually went up significantly higher than expected. Forecast was for 17.8 thousand jobs we actually saw 75.1. So a nice upbeat Canadian jobs report to mix into the picture with the weaker than expected US one. So it would make sense. The dollar CAD is lower as people or traders are opting to buy the Canadian over the dollar, at least on today's price action. Overall, the US employment situation is showing some cool down. It's showing some softness. And this is where things get interesting, Johnny, because now you're looking at a scenario where you have the Fed, who was suspected to potentially be hiking interest rates. Well, that's going to get a little bit dicier, a little trickier if you have labor market data like we have seen this week, which has mostly shown more slowing than expected. Because yes, the non-farm payroll number today was soft, but let's not forget that we also had this week JOLTS job openings weaker than expected, and ADP, which is the private payrolls, non-farm payroll number as well, come in softer. So you have some evidence here that the bond market may be repricing some rate hike probabilities. And we see that reflected in the 2- and 10-year yield, which are soft here. The 2-year yield is at the lowest point it has been in the last few weeks. After the surge higher in yields that we saw late July, we have given back most of that and now see bonds showing a little bit of strength as yields are falling down. So in some ways, that's why I mentioned at the top of the program here today that you are seeing some divergence. Some markets obviously like this, some others do not. We'll also take a quick look at stocks. Stocks are modestly higher at the time of recording this. The S&P 500 is up 0.4%, and the NASDAQ is up just shy of 1% on the day. The Russell 2000 is up 1%, and the Dow Jones is up 0.28%. So we are seeing stocks somewhat excited about this. However, it's a weird one because you think, well, stocks get excited about the idea of softer or weak jobs. Well, remember that it is also very much a important factor for the Fed to consider when thinking about raising interest rates. And the stock market has been maybe a little bit worried about rate hikes coming into the picture. So if you get a soft labor market print, it deters the Fed from taking away the punch bowl, as the expression goes. The Fed is sort of the rate cuts are the punch bowl at the party, and rate hikes are kind of like taking away that punch bowl from all the fun. We see, like I said, the dollar lower. The other one that's interesting today, gold and silver are exploding higher. The gold market has had its best 3-day run in the last 3 days in months, going from at one point here just recently in the 4,000, you know, low 4,000s area. We're now up to 4,360 on the price of spot gold here today. And silver is pushing through major resistance at the 63 mark and now making its way into the 6430 levels, or 64.3, I should clarify, as essentially we see the probabilities for rate hikes getting dashed. The precious metals obviously love that story. And to double up on that, not only do precious metals like lower probabilities of rate hikes, they also very much like softer jobs. A little concern about the state of the jobs market may interest some investors into diversifying into precious metals or alternatives as opposed to just being long U.S. denominated investment classes. So very interesting moves, to say the very least, today following this critical jobs report. And again, the takeaway, I think it is really recalibrating the probabilities for what the Fed will do next.
And before we let you go, Nick, what about the week ahead? What should we look forward to?
So next week, we obviously have the big one, which is the CPI report. Inflation is all eyes are on it recently with the conflict in the Middle East and the jobs report here now. People will be heavily anticipating what that has to bring us. We also hear from the Australian Central Bank, the RBA, on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we get that CPI report. On Thursday, we get UK GDP numbers and US PPI numbers to follow the consumer price index. We'll also hear from the producer price index numbers. And then on Friday, we have a retail sales number and University of Michigan consumer sentiment and inflation expectations to follow. So a busy, action-packed week ahead.
Excellent stuff, Nick. Thank you very much for joining us today. We'll speak to you again very soon.
Thanks, Johnny. See you then.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.